there are writers, and I've done this myself, mm-hmm. who intentionally do collage, but your work is not collage necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's a flow of thought. And you have been able to employ to liberate yourself mm-hmm. from the poetry conventions as they have been the last 50 years mm-hmm. to appreciate a more direct and authentic transcription of that flow as it comes, which just happens to look like collage because it's not the same linear narrative that we get from the typical poet.
Right.
So this is done through practice to be able to do.
Which is what I mentioned yesterday about the anacoluto, you know, the anacoluth, where as you are writing a poem, something interferes, which can be a parenthesis, and the interference takes you on a different road. The poet that is involved with this complex procedure has to know what he's or she doing. That is to say, there's got to be a control. There's got to be an officio, a métier, a knowing where you're at. So that it's a mixture of a mystery, but also consciousness. It's a mixture of the unconscious flowing. But you know, it's not gratuitous or a free-for-all. No, not at all. On the contrary, it is very controlled. It is extremely anal. It is extremely... That's why one reviews, changes, rectifies, Confucian-wise, the material one worked with. Without that, it would be a failure. And forgive me, no poem ought to be a failure.